Awa yei nisi wa fi nau wala ngā te tau na whai se sua suenga whala wei tele I le mata upu e whātau le work experience e leo te tōngia. Wa whai alea tūlanga ina wa māua nisi o sua suenga e toititi a whaotanga te talavo o Australia sa yei ini porkarame whaapea o le whaawa o e whai ngā nwenga po le work experience na whai a fua la vea unoma se te tongi. O le whai ngā nwenga fua a tonu e longo le lei nisi. Peita e stasio sua suenga fōu nei sa whātinoina. Wailo ai, e fōlinga e, e sasolo I le tele o vāenga o Australia le nei whainga o le whawhainga ruenga whātaitai o tangata e au noma se tutongi. O le lipolo fesau Andrew Stewart, o se tasi leo tangata sua sue sa yei le nei polo keti, whama ia ia e ta tele tele le tūlanga le ai tupulanga televou.
A lot of people are doing unpaid work to try and get a chance at... getting a job in what is a very tight labour market. So young people in particular, those under 30, more than half of them had done at least one internship or placement in the last 5 years, and many of them had done more than that.
Ta weleli polo fisa, e ui o whainga ia o ngā luenga whata I ta ia mawhai o na o fwai le avanoa, e vava a yeile tala vouma o ina maini mea maile ngā luenga, o nisi o pule o whalewhai ngā luenga,
Where you're doing real work that's valuable to the organisation where you're working and it's not connected with education or training, then that's potentially in breach of the Fair Work Act. And we've seen a number of examples in recent years of businesses being taken to court by the Fair Work Ombudsman and fined for using unpaid interns as cheap labour.
O le suesuenga wailo ai, o le tele o tangata e awai, e fōlinga o lo o le manatu iai I le leto tōngi o lātou I ngā luenga whata I ta ia. Ma lātou wha moe moe e ono o atu ina whaarele I ati diei ni awanoa o ni ngā luenga mo lātou. Aro tamai tai lao Clara Jordan Baird, o le whātono mata upu whapea mai le ofisa whaingoina Interns Australia. Wha mai a ia, e tele benefiti o whainga whapea e au fiei ma le au ina o tomai fōu, ma nisi o anga waa mo le whātino ina o ngā ruenga.
However, the problem is when an organisation takes work which should usually be paid, such as doing admin or other activities like that, markets it as an internship and then lures unsuspecting people into doing it. So the risks are that young people who are vulnerable, who have no idea of the value of their work, are lured into a workplace with the potential of someday getting a job, with the potential of learning new skills and find themselves picking up dry cleaning, getting coffees and not actually doing work that they're learning anything from.
Wata world to might take your bed, or lana falapo tonga womana nao, eao ona faya sesu esu engai tu langa ia, ele o totongi ai tangata inga luenga fatai tai.
The only people who can afford to do internships are people who are able to work for free. So you'll notice that many of these internships, which are in more prestigious fields like, media, like in sort of law, more of these sort of high-paid, more competitive areas will be going to the people who are able to do internships. And so we'll be making it more and more difficult for people from a variety of backgrounds to get these more prestigious careers.